我们还有三个礼拜都要去夏令会了。
There's three more weeks until the summer conference.
你们都去吧。
I hope everyone is going.
大家都去夏令会啊。
I hope always going.
夏令会不是热闹。
Summer conference is not just not us gathering.
更不是一年一次的例会。
And it is not just a regular meeting once a year.
夏令会是我们特别追求主的日子。
The summer conference is the time when we pursue the Lord.
我们放下一切的事去追求主。
Put away all things and pursue the Lord.
主要向我们显现。
The Lord will reveal himself.
不是听见人说话，要听见主说话。
To hear a man speak, but God speaks.
圣灵要降在我们身上。
The Spirit will come on us.
主快来了。
The Lord's day is near.
是特别蒙恩的日子。
It is our graceful time.
前年呢，我有点灰心了。
Two years ago, I was a little discouraged.
不是对主灰心，对我自己灰心了。
Not discouraged of the Lord, but discouraged of myself.
老是下令到第三天晚上按手，盼望圣灵浇灌。
Every time when the third night of the conference, when we lay hand and call on the Spirit,
好像工作越来越弱了，好像。
I felt like the work is now getting weaker.
去年我去台湾。
Last year when I was in Taiwan,
圣灵大大的鼓励我。
The Spirit encouraged me.
我们去夏令会，这圣灵浇灌的比例是100%。
When we during our summer conference, people that are touched by the Spirit was 100%.
没有一个漏掉的。
Not even one was left.
我一生当中有几次聚会一网打尽，通通被圣灵充满了。
In my lifetime, there is a few occasions where everyone was touched by the Spirit.
前年这次给我自己的激励最大了。
So that time have a really deep impression on me.
通通安顺完了，一个小孩子到我面前来了。
After I lay hands, a small child came to me.
他说你把我漏掉了，没给我安顺。
And then he said, "You have left me. You haven't laid hands on me yet."
我说你几岁了？
And I asked him, "How old are you?"
他说九岁。
And he said, "I'm 9 years old."
我读几年级啊？
And I said, "What grade are you in?"
小学三年。
He said, "I'm in third grade."
我看他实在太小了，太小的时候不没看见他们。
Because he is so tiny, I didn't see him.
好，今天主特别施恩。
So today, God's grace is here.
我向来对小孩子没有什么信心。
Before, I didn't really do a lot with a child.
为你按手。
But I said today, I will lay hand on you.
一样降下来。
The Spirit came to him.
一样浇灌这个九岁小孩子。
The Spirit went through him.
感谢主啊。
So, praise the Lord.
圣灵就是复活基督。
The Spirit is the resurrected Christ.
圣主充满天下每一个角落。
So the Lord now has filled the whole world.
可能奇妙的经历，圣灵在里面满意我们全人。
And marvelously, these spirits will fill our being.
主真是复活基督，对不对？
Yes, our Lord is the resurrected Christ, right?
主就在这里。
The Lord is with us.
主就在我们里面。
The Lord is in us.
好，今天早晨我自己在这里还有两次聚会。
So this morning, there's two more meetings with us.
下面是一次啊。
There's just one more left after this.
再过三个礼拜我们都进夏令会了。
And three weeks from now, we have the summer conference.
我们真需要主向我们显现。
We need the Lord to reveal himself.
末后日子没有主，真是难走世界道路。
At the end of times, the path will get rough.
我们读几处圣经。
Let us read a couple verses.
启示录十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
七节到十节。
7 through 10.
翻到没有？翻到了，请我们一起来读。
Let's read together.Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride
is ready. He will be the first to offer himself in the light of the sun, and in the righteousness of the
saints.
Then he said to me,
write, and let me write.Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, those are true words of God.Then I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, do not do that.
I am a fellow servant of the Lord and the Lord and
the testimony of Jesus. Worship God.
You are the
testimony of Jesus.
The
testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Verse 11 through 16. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called the faithful and the true. from the righteous heart to judge and wage war. He died on the flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems.
We
have the name written on him, which no one knows except himself.
除了呢自己没有人知道,
he is
caught
with a rope keeping blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, called by five linens, white and blue, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nation. And he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of fear, the wrath of God, the Almighty. And on his cloak and on his thigh he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Chapter 20.
11-14.
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every one of them according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire.
好，我们再读二十一章三到八节。
Chapter 21, 3 through 8. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
神要亲自与他们同在, 做他们的神, 神要擦去他们一切的眼泪,
And he said, Right, for these words are faithful and true.
可信的,
and he said to me, It is done.
还有对我说, 都成了,
I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
我是初, 我是重, 我要讲,
I will give to the one who thirsts from the stream of water of life which I promise. He who overcomes to inherit the name, I will give God and will be my son.
他要做我的儿子,
but for the cowardly and unbelieving
不信的,
and abhorrent and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their heart will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
我们先要说启示录到底讲什么?
So if we ask, what is the book of Revelations about?
A lot
of brothers and sisters, they're afraid of the book of
Revelation.
They don't know what the book of Revelation is about. The book of Revelation talks about three things. First is the revelation of Jesus Christ. There are nine revelations in the book of Revelation. And every time there is a revelation, a sequence of events occur. On the last revelation, all work is now done. God speaks in an organized manner.
启示录第二件事,
the second thing in the book of Revelation
讲得胜,
is the overcomer.
神呼召得胜者,
God is calling on his overcomers.
我常常说得胜者是谁呢?
A lot of times I told you, who are these overcomers?
得胜者不是一般非常特别的人,
these overcomers are not extraordinary people.
神把得胜的门槛,
the Lord has set the standard for the being overcomers not so high.
谁是得胜者?
So who are the overcomers?
一个正常的基督徒就是得胜者。
I tell you, any normal Christians, they are the overcomers.
所以我们都要被激励，要追求做得胜者。
So let us be encouraged to be these overcomers.
启示录第三件事,
and the third thing,
说将来必成的事
are the things are soon to take place.
启示录的预言是按照字面应验的
The prophecy in the book of Revelation will come literally.
我好像记得给你们讲过两件事，对不对？
I think I've told you two examples before.
启示录前面说的马兵二万万
In the book of Revelation, it talks about horsemen of 200 million.
不可思议的哪国家出马兵，出兵二万万吧。
You could never think of any country that has 200 million horsemen.
这些南海的纷争里面
But in the conflict of the Southern Sea,
中国的政府领导人讲话了
There is a high government official of China.
我们会出兵两万万
And he said that we have an army of 200 million.
讲话的人没有读过圣经
These officials who said these words have not read the Bible before.
他一句话应验圣经了
But when he said it, he has made the Bible true.
启示录的话是字面应验的
The word of the book of Revelations will come true literally.
圣经三分之二是预言
In the Bible, two-thirds of it talks about prophecy.
绝大多数都就应验了
And most of them have already come true.
应验的时候都是照着字面应验的
And when they come true from the words literally.
剩下一点点了
There's only a little bit left.
那一点点应验应该在欧洲
And I think this little bit will come true in Europe.
我们知道消息已经从十几年了。
When we finally find out about it, it's already taken place.
最后主回来了。
At the end, the Lord will come back.
但你信不信主回来
？Do you believe that the Lord will come back?
我们离开主来很近很近了。
I tell you that His day is near.
所以我们特别要激励自己。
So that's why encourage yourself.
这个时候再失败啊，划不来了。
If we fail now, it's not worth it.
时间不多了。
There is no time left.
全世界的基督徒啊。
All the Christians all over the world have come, make this miracle come true.
从来没有过。
It's never been done before.
现在都觉得现在是末世了。
But all of them now feel that the Lord's day is near.
我们是靠近主来非常近的一般人。
We are now really close to the Lord's second coming.
启示录这本书
The book of Revelation
是圣经最后的一本书
is the last book of the Bible.
圣经是前后完全连在一起的书
The Bible is a book that is mingled as one.
所以圣经是神说的话
So that's why the Bible is the words of God.
四十几个不同的作者
There are 40 some writers.
经过很长的时间
throughout a very long period of time.
彼此都不认识的
These writers, they don't know each other.
他们会因为圣灵所感动
But they're all touched by the one spirit.
讲的话前后都一致的
So in his words, everything
are connected. 没有一点小的地方有漏洞的
There is not one hole in the Bible.
现在启示录时代要到结束了
So in the book of Revelation, when the time has come to an end,
启示录正应验创世纪开始的话
And the book of Revelation makes a lot of the words in the Genesis come true.
创世纪第一章
In the Genesis chapter 1,
神创造天地
In the beginning, God created heavens and earth.
最重要的创造人类
And he created man.
这宣告创造人的计划
And then he told us what his plan was for man.
这就是人生的最准确的意义
Isn't it just the purpose of life?
人为什么有奇妙的人类呢
Why are there men on earth?
我们人生一生的意义在哪里呢
What is the purpose of our life?
人为什么活着的呢
Why do we live?
创世纪一章是宣告为什么创造人
In Genesis chapter 1, God told us why he made man.
我们要照我们的形象
We will make man in our likeness.
按照我们的样式来造人
In our image.
形象是里面的想象。
Likeness is internal.
样式是外面的想象。
Image is external.
里面有神的生命。
In us, we have God's life.
外面有神的生活。
And appearance, we live God's life. 让
我们生命像他。
So that we live his life.
让我们生活像他。
And we live our livings.On him.
这个神为什么创造人呢
So that's why God created man.
叫他们掌权
So that they will reign.
掌权在宇宙中
Reign the universe.
神为什么造人
Why did God create man?
简单一句话
Simply put.
像神形象
To be like him.
掌神权柄
To reign with him.
到了这么长的整个时代过来了
After all this time.
到了启示录，人类的历史要结束了。
In the book of Revelations, when mankind are ending.
到启示录的最后。
At the end of the book of Revelation.
是千年的婚宴。
There is
千年的国度。
this marriage supper and the millennium century.
千年婚宴,
the marriage supper of the
Lamb. 形象这一点到了顶峰了,
reviewed the peak of the Bible.
千年的国度,
the millennium kingdom.
政权这点到了顶峰了,
he says this is the top of sovereignty.
神要结束时代结束了,
the Lord is now ending all time.
前面说句话叫再没有时间了,
he says that after that there will be no more time.
时间要结束了,
time will come to an end.
时间从什么时候开始的?
Time has started at one point.
时间从创世纪一章一节开始的,
time started in Genesis chapter 1:1.
那里有冠词,
there is an article.
In the beginning, 在起初,
in the beginning,
有个article说时间开始了,
there's an article, the article third,
the beginning of time. 说太初,
in John 1:1 it says in the beginning.
In beginning.
In beginning.
没有article.
There was no article.
中文翻得很好.
The Chinese has a great translation.
创世纪把起初,
in the Genesis, it says in the beginning.
约翰福音一章一节把太初,
John 1st verse says in beginning.
这里有一个分别啊,
there's a difference.
有了冠词,
with the
时间的开始,
it's the absolute beginning of time.
没有冠词,
without the
在永远的里面,
it's just talk about eternity.
时间有起头有结束的啊,
so time has a beginning and we will have an end.
时间过去很快的,
the time goes by too fast.
在其中好像很慢, 走了这么多年了,
you think that it goes slow, but as time goes by,
有一天来到时间的结束了,
one day we will come to the end of time.
不要说整个时间结束, 我们人生时间也没结束的啊,
not think about the end of the time, but just think about the end of your life.
我们的时间不是永远活下去的,
I tell you that our life doesn't last forever.
到有一天我们一生到了结束了,
one day our life will come to an end.
再没有time, 没有时间了,
and there's no more time for us.
所以时间对我们多宝贵,
so how precious is this time?
我们最可惜的是浪费时间,就是吧?
But then, so don't waste time.
今天过去了,不再回来了,
once the day is gone, it's gone.
这个小时过去了,不再回来了,
once this hour is gone, it's gone.
这一年过去了,再没有这一年了,
once the year is gone, there's no more 2016.
时间带我们那么快到永远里面了,
time takes us into eternity.
我们都要借主啊,
we will all get to meet the Lord.
时间要结束了,
when the time ends,
神的计划要完成了,
God's plan will be completed.
所以羔羊婚宴和千年国度在启示录中讲的是时间结束的时候,
so the marriage supper of the Lamb and the millennium kingdom is
the
end of time.
创世纪所宣告的完成了,
Genesis is now completed.
启示录一直说的是心腹预备自己,
In the book of Revelation, it talks about the bride has made herself ready.
装饰整齐,
clothed herself in fine linen.
等候丈夫,
waiting for the husband, the grooms.
现在所有时间就教会在预备自己的时候,
so all this time is for the church to prepare herself.
你们有没有预备?
Are you being prepared?
有没有预备?
Are you preparing yourself?
有预备感谢主,
if you're preparing yourself, praise the Lord.
不能做糊涂人啊,
don't be a confused soul.
时间被我们那么快地过去啊,
time goes by too fast.
整个时间结束, 我自己时间很快结束了,
the time itself will end, my life will end.
并不是那么多时间可以让我去浪费的啊,
there's really not any time for you to wait.
我们的准备都在我们的时间里面,
we can only prepare ourselves in our time.
怎样准备幸福?
How the bride is being prepared.
第一件事, 主用十架准备心腹,
firstly, the Lord used his cross to prepare the bride.
十架生命,
the life of the cross.
这是我们基督徒的特点,
and this is the special specialties of Christians.
马太福音16章, 主这样一句非常重要的话,
in Matthew chapter 16, God said this,
若有人要跟随我,
if anyone wants to follow me,
就当舍己,
he must deny himself,
背起他的十字架来跟从我,
pick up his cross and follow me daily,
今生为我失掉魂的,
whoever give up his soul life for me,
将来要得着魂,
will gain his life.
今天得着魂的
the one who keeps his soul alive.
将来要失掉魂
one day he will lose his life.
主讲这句非常重要的话
this is an important verse that the Lord
若有人要跟从我
if anyone wants to follow me,
什么叫跟从呢
what does it mean to follow?
我们的诗歌本里都很好的两首写着跟随的诗歌、啊、
in our hymn book, there are two hymns that are great talk about following.
我常常跟随跟随对不对
we always say,
我要跟随耶稣
we will follow Christ.
这不能停在断章取义停在跟随这两个字
but then we don't just stop on following
什么叫跟随
what does it mean truly
若有人跟随我就当舍己
if anyone wants to follow me he must deny himself
跟随意义就是舍己
to follow means to deny
那什么叫做舍己
what does it mean to deny yourself
下面主说背弃和你十字架来跟从我
and the Lord says this person must pick up his cross and follow me
舍己的意思就是背十字架
To deny yourself means to pick up your cross.
什么叫做背十字架?
What does it mean to pick up your cross?
若有人今生为我死掉魂，将来要得着魂。
If someone is willing to give up their soul life, one day they will gain life.
十字架的意义就是丧失魂。
The cross means you have to deny your soul.
大家记住了吗?
All these words coming together, I hope you understand.
世界上的人
The worldly people
都在建造自己。
They all want to build up themselves.
建造自己最成功的人是世界上最成功的人物
to build up themselves so that they can be successful
世界的大人物都是建造自己建造的最好的人
all the great people in this world they are good at building themselves up
从来没听见我舍己这句话
they would never understand what it means to deny themselves
我们失去了
but once we are saved
主把这舍己生命赐给我们
the Lord now give us a life that we can deny ourselves
那就是十架生命
That is the new life of the cross.
我们一生跟随主。
That we spend our whole life following Christ.
一生学习舍己的功课。
Spending our whole lifetime learning to deny ourselves.
舍己的人才能得着真生命。
The one that is willing to deny their soul life will gain true life.
舍己，我们一生也没有几件大事。
But I tell you that there are not many great things we can learn to deny
ourselves. 我常常对弟兄姊妹说，舍己。就在日常生活里面。
So、I often remind us that we deny ourselves in our daily little things.
就在每天小事里面。
In our daily little things.
这两年我到台湾去。
These 2 years when I went to
Taiwan. 我在台北总是遇见好几个老弟兄。
So when I was in Taipei, I met some older brothers.
一个弟兄啊，从美国搬到台湾去的。
One brother moved from America back to Taiwan.
我们都二十几岁就好朋友了。
Ever since we're 20 years old, we have been good friends.
他比我大六岁。
He's 6 years older than me.
今年94岁了。
So today he's 94.
身体比我健康。
And he is healthier than I am.
从来不看医生的。
He never needs to visit the doctor.
他从来不病的。
And because he was never sick.
这样的人我也没遇见第二个。
I have never met anyone like him.
那有一年我和他两个在一起啊。
So one time I was with him.
住在一个房间。
We were in the same room.
他脾气太急了。
He had a quick temper.
我要奉差遣往南面的城市去了。
And then he said, I am being sent to a southern city.
过两天呢，就一个新的人来睡我的床了。
So in 2 days' time, someone will take my spot.
那天我从外面回来，我就忙着要预备要走的事啊。
And then on my last day, I was preparing myself to leave the house.
我晚上回来呀。
So when I came back to the
house, 看见他把我的行李啊，通通给我丢在门外。
And I saw that he has already packed all my stuff and put it outside the house.
把我的毛巾放在我的脏的雨鞋、雨靴上面。
He put my towel together with his ring boot, with my ring boot.
真是怒从心头起啊。
So when I saw that he has already threw my stuff away, I was angry.
太过分了。
And I said, that's too much.
你又欢迎新来的人。
Yes, you are welcoming the next person coming in.
这两天我还睡在这里呢。
But yet, I still got 2 more days in the house.
你把我的行李都塞在外面，乱七八糟的。
You threw all my things away outside the house.
乱到了地，我把这个脏的雨鞋、把我们洗的毛巾放在一起。
You even put my bath towel together with my ring boot.
你太现实了。
That's too soon.
我现在是不高兴了。
I was really angry.
主讲话了。
But the Lord spoke to me.
倒一杯奶给他喝。
The Lord said, "Why don't you pour out a glass of milk for him?"
主一说话真是奇妙啊。
When the Lord spoke to me, it was marvelous.
你的怒气完全消失了。
All my anger is now gone.
主的同在那么甜美啊。
And I felt the sweetness of His presence.
你倒杯牛奶。
So that I pour out a glass of milk, I went to this brother.
弟兄啊。
And I said, "Brother."
哎呀，费力了，费力了。
You spend so much effort throwing my stuff away. Spend so much effort throwing my stuff.
哎，来来加点心力了。
Why didn't you replenish with this glass of milk?
凭我自己，我绝对做不出来的。
In my regular life, normal life, there's no
way. 舍己生命。
To deny your soul life.
一生学习舍己生命。
Use our lifetime to deny our soul.
你们懂得舍己吗？
Now, I hope you understand what does it mean to deny yourself.
基督徒的统一的见证就是舍己生命。
As Christians, our common testimony is that we can deny
ourselves. 有些容易舍，有些事真是不好舍了。
I tell you that it's not easy.
我单身的时候，一个人睡在上面。
When I was single, I lived by myself.
我的 bunk bed 上下床。
On the bunk bed, I have the top
bunk. 这个床竹子做的。
The bunk is built by bamboo.
他在上床，我在下床。
My brother is on top bank. I am on bottom.
他老先生啊，下午四早晨四点不到就醒了。
And then this brother, he wakes up early at 4 a.m. every day.
晚上很晚睡。
And at night time, he goes to sleep late.
那么怎么睡得够啊？
So how do I get my sleep?
他下午可以睡三个小时觉的。
Because he takes a nap for 3 hours every day.
我下午从来不睡觉的。
But I never take nap.
两个睡在一起。
So when we
sleep
together, he wakes up early.
他祷告也不下床祷告。
When he prays, he doesn't go away
to pray. 就在下面祷告。
He would just pray on the top
bunk. 那个竹子床，他一祷告，我下面天震地动了。这个。
So whenever he prays on the top bunk, the whole bunk bed shakes.
把我摇醒了。
He would wake me up.
一天可以忍耐。
I can stand for it if it's one day.
一个礼拜不好忍耐。
If it's 1 week, it gets harder.
一个月是很难忍耐。
If it's 1 month, it becomes impossible.
你下午睡觉，我下午不睡觉。
I said, you take naps every day. I don't.
早上三点就把我起来了。
You wake me up every day at 3.
祷告这么长，脾气一样大。
Whenever you pray for a long time, but still you have a hot temper.
他不发一个脾气，晚上睡不着觉的。
Every day he must throw a tantrum before he sleeps.
在床上认罪啊。
Then he would confess on the bed.
我是个大肉体啊。
And he said, I am just flesh.
我的下面都可不是个大肉体。
And then underneath him, I said, more than just flesh.
主啊，你不能用我啊。
And he says, Lord, you can never use me.
我要主能用你那是怪人。
And I said, of course the Lord can use you.
你就是个大肉体啊。
Because you are just flesh.
哎呀，这个很难忍耐。
I cannot stand him.
有点不比聚会了。
One day when we were breaking bread,
那个时候聚会人多啊。
It was filled with people.
我一看他刚坐在我后面。
And then I saw him, he was sitting right behind me.
这饼越来越近了。
And then when the bread comes to me,
一生不比。
And then I spent my whole time breaking bread.
从来不能里面对任何弟兄姊妹有间隔的。
When I break bread, I don't want to hold grudges against any brothers.
这是主的教训。
Because that's what the Lord said.
不仅看得见，天下之间。
Everyone around you, you must not hold grudges.
只要有一个我里头想起来不甜味，我就不能不比了。
If there is one person in your heart that you don't think of sweetness for them, then you can't break bread. He was right behind me.
每天闹得我不能睡觉。
Every night he wakes me up.
这么长时间忍耐你了。
I have been patient for a long time.
那不是我错啊。
It's not my fault.
那主要我向他认罪的。
But the Lord asked me to apologize to him.
不然这个饼不能不能。
Without doing that, I cannot break
bread. 我写了条子。
So I wrote a note.
递过去。
And I passed him this note.
弟兄啊，都是我错了。
And he said, brother, it's my fault.
请你赦免我。
I ask that you forgive me.
我摸住一只手。
And then I feel a hand grabbing my arm.
他也给我递了条子。
He is just passing a note to me.
他也对我说，弟兄，都是我错了，你赦免我。
And on the note, he says, brother, it's my fault.
美丽吧。
How beautiful is this?
这基督徒的生命。
The life of Christian.
不再是非对错。
We don't care about the right
and wrong. 主为我们舍了自己。
The Lord has gave himself for
us. 主给我们一个舍己生命。
The Lord now give us this new life to deny
ourselves. 这是十架生命。
This is the life of the cross.
十架生命预备幸福。
The Lord, the life of the cross now prepare the bride.
圣灵预备幸福。
The Spirit also prepare the bride.
圣灵就是神。
This Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵是主观的神。
This Holy Spirit is a subjective God.
圣灵是里面的神。
An internal God.
圣灵是经历的神。
A God that we can experience.
圣灵是有感觉的神。
An experience that we can feel.
圣灵感觉是非常强在我们里面。
The feeling of the Spirit is strong in us.
圣灵预备幸福。
The Spirit prepares the bride.
所以我们里面要顺服圣灵。
So that's why we have to be obedient to the Spirit.
要跟随圣灵。
To follow the Spirit.
要思念圣灵。
To remember the Spirit.
要体贴圣灵。
To be close to the Spirit.
小小心心地跟随。
Use our faith to follow.
圣灵太奇妙了。
The Spirit is marvelous.
光照我们。
It shines
bright on us. 引导我们。
Leads us.
对我们说话。
Speak to us.
带我们进入经历。
Take us into an experience.
我们一生满了圣灵的经历。
Our whole lifetime, we are led by the Spirit.
圣灵在经历中很多的表号。
And in many of our experience, the Spirit shows its mark.
一个表号，圣灵是香膏。
The Spirit is shown as the anointed oil.
就有一本书叫以斯帖记，知道吧？
In the Old Testament, there's a book called Esther.
知道。
I hope you know it.
就不知道 Esther 这个名字很有名啊。
The Book of Esther.
很多姊妹就取名叫 Esther.
A lot of sisters are called Esther.
我们有姊妹们名字叫 Esther， 但不晓得就还有一本以斯帖记的。
I know of a sister. Her name is Esther, but she didn't know that there's a book in the Old Testament called Esther.
以斯帖就预表我们要迎接君王。
The Book of Esther means that we are preparing ourselves to meet the king.
君王特别爱以斯帖。
The king loved Esther.
所以他没有嫁给君王以前。
So before Esther was married to the king.
用香膏膏她。
They used perfume.To anoint her.
半年用一种膏来膏她。
Each half a year, they use a different type of perfume to anoint
her. 又半年换一种香膏来膏她。
After half a year, they use another perfume to anoint her.
膏了那么长时间。
After a long time.
这个新妇一出来，啊，那真是香啊。
When the bride comes out, she must smell great.
所有的人都闻到新妇的馨香。
Everyone around her must be able to smell the goodness.
今天圣灵膏我们。
Today the Spirit is anointing us.
圣灵香膏与我们同在。
The anointing oil of the Spirit is with us.
一生膏我们。
Using our whole life to
anoint us. 2000年一直在到教会。
Throughout 2000 years, the Spirit anoints the church.
圣灵就是复活的基督。
The Spirit is the resurrected Christ.
主在我们2000年中间。
In these 2000 years,
引导教会。
The Lord has been leading
his church. 在高教会。
To anoint his church.
教会完成了。
When the church is prepared.
到启示录教会的。出现在荣耀里面了。
In the book of Revelations, the church is now in glory.
万有都要闻到教会的馨香。
And all creations will smell this goodness of the church.
教会自己没有馨香。
The church itself does not have any fragrance.
教会散出来是基督的馨香。
But the fragrance of the church is of Christ.
人都在我们身上闻到主的香味了。
So let people smell the fragrance of Christ on us.
我住在上海的时候。
When I was living in Shanghai.
我的家是二层楼。
We live in a two-story house.
下面一看呢，都是有穷人住的地方。
When you look down, it's a live by the poor.
那穷人当中啊。
And with inside the poor.
有一个人，我真想看。
There is one person.
每天想看他的。
Every day I want to look at him.
这是个弟兄。
He's a brother.
他从前呢
？Before
是个土匪。
He was a robber.
比 robber 还要厉害的叫土匪，专门绑人的。
He is a kidnapper.
绑人让人家来赎。
He kidnaps people to get money.
到时候不赎，把那个人杀掉。
To get ransomed, when people don't pay it up, he would kill that person.
这么凶的一个人呢
？This rude.Roful person.
那有个弟兄真是伟大。
But one brother, who is great,
敢对这么个兄弟去传福音啊。
This brother came to this guy and preached the gospel to him.
而传福音需要有能力才行啊。
But he preached the gospel with power.
没有能力嘛，送上去也被他杀掉了。
Without power, this brother would approach him and basically be killed.
那个强盗得救了。
But after the gospel is preached, this person is saved.
不仅得救啊。
Not only he was
saved. 很强的得救了。
He was saved greatly.
整个生命改变了。
His whole life transformed.
他就来到上海。
So he came to Shanghai.
租了一个小房间。
He now rent a small room.
他做咸菜。
And he make dishes.
我才看见咸菜怎么做出来的。
And from him, now I see how he made this dish. He used a big sink.
里头放的菜。
He put a veggie in it.
用水腌着这个菜。
Soak it with salt water.
冬天很冷啊。
In the winter, it's cold.
他两只脚就冷水里踩那个咸菜。
So he used both his feet to step on this
vegetable. 我看见咸菜这样做出来，我好多年不敢吃咸菜。
That once I find out how salty vegetable is made, I don't dare eat it.
我再看见他呀。
But then when I see this brother,
他的脸不好看。
Even though he was not handsome, he has a big scar on his face. But yet he is now changed. Once I see this brother, I now smell the fragrance of Christ from him. He now expels the fragrance of Christ. He is now transformed. His life is now manifested Christ. So I would look at him from afar. I look at my brother. And this brother, I tell you, he will receive the crown one day. The power of the Holy Spirit. So that's why I said, what is the biggest miracle that the miracles is not on casting demons, casting out demons, or healing sickness, but it's the transformation of life. We all have a natural life. I have 6 children, all of them different. But all Christians, aren't we all now sharing the same life? We now receive one life. This one life that is manifested in thousands of people.
When
Christians reveal Christ, we live the same life. Doesn't matter what race you are, we can have fellowship. Because we share the same God, the same life, the same manifestation, the same living. And that's the greatest miracle. In my first family, my mom was the first one that was saved. Before her, no one was saved. We are a family that rejected Christ. But my mom, she was married from the countryside to Shanghai. Then my grandma was born in Shanghai. So when she came to Shanghai, she took some time for her to get used to. And everyone looked at her funny. So she had a rough life. And one day she couldn't take it anymore. So she went out and wandered. So when Lord loves someone, a brother Ni's church was far away from my house. How did she reach that church? And the church was so crowded, there was 400 inside and thousands outside. So when the ushers lead people in, they can only lead them to the side. My mom didn't even know the name of Jesus. And the first time when she came to church, she didn't understand a thing. So she stood outside the church. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit come to her like a gentle breeze. All of her sorrows and worries are now taken away. And all of a sudden, she has this peace. And after that, she was saved. She didn't even hear the sermon. No one preached the gospel to her. She still didn't understand a thing. But she only understands one thing, is that Jesus is the true God. Now Jesus is in me. She started transforming. She was the first one to believe in Christ. Now we have 4 generations of Christians. She was the first seed. The power of the Holy Spirit. To reveal Christ to man. To speak to man. To do the most marvelous work. But then in our lifetime, we may not encounter many great things. But any small things to us are the great things. The Spirit prepared the bride. Prepare us to have the beauty of Christ. To manifest the fragrance of Christ. The life of the church. The Lord gave us this unique life. So that everyone who believe in him now share this one life.
不是同样生命。
Not the same life.
同样生命可以好多个。
There could be a lot of manifestation of the same life, but one life.
所有的人我们脾气个性都不一样的。
We all have a different personality.
这个生命独特生命。
But we have this unique life.
耶稣基督的生命。
Christ life.
我们第一个经历要主重生了我们。
The first experience is that now the Lord is resurrected through us.
重生两个字叫再生一次。
To be resurrected means to be born
again.
Besides my natural life, now I have a new life. And this new life is this one life among us. Is one life. After you believe in Christ, do we share the same life? Some nod and some didn't. The one that didn't know, why are you breaking
through?
We have the same life. We have the one life that manifests in us. This life will grow. This life of Christ will grow, don't you know? After you believe in the Lord, is your life growing? Is the life growing?
三岁嘛，就是三岁。
The 3-year-old will always act like a 3-year-old. 6-year-old act like a 6-year-old. I see that little child, they like to roll around on the ground. But if you ask me to roll around on the ground, I can't. Is it easy for you to just now roll around on the ground? I don't think you want to do it. But for little children, they do it naturally. You don't yell at a child because he rolls on the ground. It's cute. But that's what a child does. But our life, when our life grows, in the beginning, we do naive things. It's okay, they're young. But slowly, this life grows. So follow this life. Obey this life. When this life grows, then now all these old things, they go away. It is not things that we want to eliminate. But when we grow older, those things normally go away. Just like a tree. When new branches come out, old branches fall down. Old leaves fall.
明白我讲的吗？
Understand what I'm saying?
新生命，
New life，
生命准备幸福，
This new life preparing the bride，
生命准备幸福，
The Holy Spirit preparing the bride，
生命准备幸福，
This growing life preparing the bride， 要
一个幸福被准备整齐了，
When the bride is ready，
整个宇宙闻到教会的馨香，
When the whole universe smells the fragrance of the church，
我们没有下位。
We did not have fragrance ourselves. But we are reviewing Christ's face.
教会传扬我基督的馨香之气。
The church is the vessel to fragrance Christ.
保罗说这个香气叫人死叫人活。
So Paul says that fragrance can make people die and
live. 这个香气把人香死把人香活。
This fragrance can make us feel, smell good.
基督都在最不好的环境里面。
Even in the most dire situations.
受人逼迫。
When we're persecuted.
被人监禁。
When we're put in jail.
受人刑罚。
When we are punished.
都彰显馨香之气。
We can still show our fragrance.
耶稣基督的形象
The fragrance of Christ
有个救了那个逼迫他的人
Someone who were being persecuted
有好多基督徒的最好的见证
Becomes the best testimony for Christians
我们彰显复活基督
Because we review the resurrected Christ
准备幸福
The bride has made herself ready
幸福装饰整齐了
The bride is clothed herself in fine linen
要被请赴照样是婚宴的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
今天我没时间多讲了。
Today we can't go on farther.
下面要争取一次复活。
So then he says we have to fight for the first resurrection.
胜过第二次的死。
To overcome the second death.
什么叫第一次复活，第二次的死呢？
What is the first resurrection and the second death?
这启示录讲的特别的话。
This is the words from the Revelation.
到底是所有人都要复活的。
On that one day, everyone will be resurrected.
在哥林多前书说，按着他的等次复活。
In the first Corinthians, it says that people will be resurrected according to their rank.
复活与先后的。
There is a first and the last.
最成熟的
There's an order. The more mature people will be resurrected
first.
And the light of their resurrection. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul talked about the resurrection. I hope that you go back and read that chapter. Chapter 15 is a great chapter.
按着次序复活,
according to our ranks, we are resurrected. And we will share a different light. Someone will have a great light. Will have a light of the sun. And some will be resurrected with the light of the moon. Light of the star. The light of this star and that star are also different. Sometimes I see careless Christians. And I'm good with him, good friend with him. But this Christian has no testimony. Doesn't look like a Christian at all. So I said, brother, I think you're saved. But yet after you're saved, you don't live like you're saved. When we all go into glory, do you know who you will be? He looked at me and said, who am I going to be? And he, I said that you were going to be like a little stuttering bug, a bug with a little light.
有光?
Yes, there is some light.
这看看光没有了?
But yet, it's a little light.
这看光又出来了?
So, like a firebug, small light. So, but then, I think maybe I criticized him too much.
这句话英文翻不出来, 你不叫信徒, 你叫土信, 土壤下去。
He said that you are not really a believer, you just happen to believe.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Maybe I just criticize him too much, he just barely believes. And I said, Lord, as a Christian, you have to have testimony. Otherwise, you will make the people around you fall. So we have to fight for this resurrection. These people, they fight for their lifetime on earth. They pay for all the price. They spend all the effort to live this life. But what we should fight for is eternity. So how can you not put effort on it? How can you not put more effort than this life you're building on earth? I tell you, decades of life will go. We have to fight for eternity. We have to fight for these beautiful resurrections.
启示录说,
in the book of Revelation, it says, to have a better, to not have the second death.
我们人们只有一次死,
how can we have a second death?
第一次的死,
our first death
是身体死,
is the death of the body.
第二次的死,
the second death
是魂的死,
is the death of our soul.
知道不同吧?
There's a difference.
第一次身体死,
the first time when a body died,
我全世界走啊,
I go all around the world,
像话一样的,
I say the same thing.
他已经死了,
when a person
dies,
people say that this person has gone away. I'm now reading this science journal. It's a famous science journal.
That
we have to have a new definition of death. It shows 20 proofs. 20 proofs of how dead people come back to life. I have done my research. I also find 12 additional proofs. After the soul left the body, it comes back. I tell you, the first death, the death of the body is not scary. But the second death of our soul, the second death is eternal death. So that's why we have to believe in the Lord. After we believe in the Lord, we have to transform. To go into the eternal
world.
In time, our destiny is
designed.
Our time is short. But it determines eternity. In our daily living, in all the small things, will determine what comes in eternity.
争取一死的复活。
So that's why in the book of Revelation 19 he says fight for the first resurrection.
胜过第二次的死。
And overcome the second death.
叫我们真做了得胜者。
So that we can be the overcomers.
我们再唱首诗歌，非常好的诗歌。
Let us sing the song again, a great song.